With the Spotlight on the Arts for KASU, I'm Marty Scarborough. The 14th annual Madrigal Feast will be held in the Grand Hall of the Fowler Center here on the Arkansas State University campus in Jonesboro on Thursday and Friday, November 29th and 30th at 6:30 each evening. It is an event unlike any other presented by the Arkansas State University Music Department. And joining me today to talk about that is the Director of Choral Activities here at ASU Jonesboro, Dr. Dale Miller. Welcome, Dr. Miller.
Thank you, Marty. Thanks for having me on the show.
I was thinking about the Madrigal Feast in terms of the fact that so many students have so many different opportunities to perform, but yet this is a unique performance experience for the students who are involved.
Yes, it is. It's more than a traditional choral concert. It's different than an opera production. It's certainly not a band concert, although we have instrumental music on it. It's an opportunity to have a glimpse into the culture in Great Britain in the 16th century. We kind of employ some gleeful anachronisms. You know, we'll slip in some from music from later centuries. And in fact, Brian Hinkleman, our harpsichordist and collaborative pianist for the concert choir, has written an amen to go with one of the anthems that we're doing on the program. But yeah, the students get a chance to sing, they get a chance to act, they get a chance to interact with the audience in a way that's not done in any other of the music events or opera events usually. And so it's a pretty full evening of staying in character and fulfilling your role in the feast as well as being a musician.
Well, you alluded to what I was going to ask you about next, and that was the audience participation. This is not an event where you simply come and sit in a chair and watch something on a stage.
Yeah.
Tell what the audience experience is like at the Madrigal Feast.
Well, we have several opportunities for the audience to participate. We have traditional carols that the cast and the audience will be invited to sing on, and of course they get to stand up and greet King Henry VIII, King of all England, Jonesboro, and Craighead County, this year portrayed again by Christopher Orr, one of our students in the Bachelor of Music program. But they also get a chance to do a little dancing. Okay, we do a courtly dance with the royal court made up of the chamber singers. And then after they have shown their dancing ability, then they begin to ask people from the audience to dance with, and then before it's all over, all 60 of us are up and we've got somebody dancing and we dance all over the Grand Hall.
Well, the other audience interaction part that we can't forget is the fact that it is a Madrigal Feast. There's food at this event.
Absolutely, there is food, and I would tell you the menu right now, but I didn't bring it with me. But it's prepared by Sodexo, and they've been our partners on this ever since Madrigal Feast moved onto campus with the opening of Fowler Center back in 2001, and we always enjoy a terrific meal. We have a boar's head. We go and get a hog's head, and Sodexo prepares it for us, and our steward, this year played by Cale McDaniel, we'll bring it in to the tune of the Boar's Head Carol, and we have trumpet fanfares and all kinds of fun stuff that accompany every facet of the meal, the wassail, the flaming plum pudding, which the only thing that flames is what the steward carries, so no fear, we don't have to have fire extinguishers on each table.
Now, this event also will provide students with an opportunity to go and perform internationally. Tell us about how this is a fundraiser for some of the music department trips.
Well, I've spoken several times in the course of other years about the fact that we don't have a large travel budget, but that travel is a very important part of a musician's education. Much of the music that we perform, it comes from Europe. Some of it comes from Asia. We've not had an opportunity to travel to Asia yet, but it could be on the horizon. But when we have an opportunity to bring the students of Northeast Arkansas, the students of Arkansas State University to a venue such as the Vatican in Rome, or the Basilica of Santa Maria Sopra Minerva, which is right across the street from the Pantheon. And the architecture is such that the acoustics are so marvelous. And the statuary right behind the choir was sculpted by Michelangelo. Or if you have a chance to go and visit some place like the Auschwitz death camp, I know my life was changed by seeing that. I'd heard about it, read about it, but being there, seeing the photographs that the Nazis proudly took, that made an impact on all of us. And so it's more than just going and singing some songs in some different places. It's being educated about the world and letting the world know that there is great culture and great things to be learned from the people of our part of the country, our part of the world. And so it's, when we raise the money, it helps a student who couldn't pay his own way or her own way to go and participate in something like this.
You said that tips are going to be accepted at
of
the
course,
Madrigal Feast.
Of course. I mean, when you eat a nice meal out at a restaurant, you expect to pay a tip. Well, we're asking for a gratuity, and the gratuities go 100% toward the Performance Travel Fund. It doesn't just go to the two or three knaves or wenches that are actually serving your wassail or your boar's head. We use that money to help us. Each person that participates in the event that wants to go on the trip gets a share in all the profit from it. And of course, we have to pay for the meals. But this year, again, we have a partner in the sponsoring the Madrigal Feast on Friday night. The Faculty Women's Club sells the tickets. This is their big scholarship fundraiser, and they pay for the meals, and they also give the choir an honorarium since we become their Christmas party event, and we've had an arrangement with them for several years, and they usually do a really great job. And Libby James is the person in charge of selling the tickets this year, and her telephone number is 870-972-3330. If you want tickets for Friday night's performance, that's the Faculty Women's Club night, Friday night, November the 30th. And again, that's Libby James, 870-972-3330. And then, of course, the ASU box office is always great to help us out. They'll sell the tickets for the Thursday evening performance. And I believe their toll-free number is 888 ASU fans, I believe.
That's right. And we'll have all of that information on our own KASU website.
If anyone
that didn't catch the numbers or all the details, you can go to kasu.org and click on events, and you'll see all the details about the days and the times and how you can obtain tickets for either performance of this year's Madrigal Feast. And you need to get your tickets soon.
You really do. Because of the nature of the menu, it's not something they'll be using in food service any other time, so it's a special order. So we have to have all orders in. That means all tickets sold by Monday, November 26th. That's the Monday right after Thanksgiving, and that's the week of the feast because the chef orders the food on Tuesday morning. But for Thursday, it's reserved seating. We have we just opened up a table that's front row seats because our ticket sales have been going so well, which tells me to tell you that you better go ahead and get your tickets if you want them. We hope that that no one has to be turned away because they didn't get a ticket in time to get a meal with that ticket.
Well, this is always an event unlike any other presented, not just by the music department, but by any arm of Arkansas State University. Yeah. And again, it's the 14th annual Madrigal Feast presented in the Grand Hall of the Fowler Center on Thursday and Friday, November 29th and 30th, 6:30 p.m. each evening. Again, if you'd like all the details about how to get tickets for either night's performance, you can go to our website, kasu.org, and click on events.
Thank you, Marty.
Dr. Dale Miller is the Director of Choral Activities here at Arkansas State University. And I'm Marty Scarborough with this Spotlight on the Arts.